Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. And now it's time for This Week in Elon Musk. It's an embarrassment of riches this week when it comes to the erstwhile CEO. Elon Musk is making a deal basically with himself. Musk is the primary shareholder in Tesla and in SolarCity, and he's proposing a $3 billion merger of the two companies, which to me makes total sense. There are synergies and efficiencies all the way down the line for these two companies, from human resources to assembly lines. Now, the question is really not up to broadcasters. It's up to investors like you. How long will investors remain patient with Musk and his money-losing companies? Just this week, Tesla reported a quarterly loss of $292 million. Now, Musk would, and does, argue that the growth potential for both Tesla and SolarCity, for that matter, negate any losses. And Wall Street seems to agree, at least so far, though there are signs some are getting skittish. Tesla's growth has been tremendous, especially for a car manufacturer starting from scratch. But it has burned through billions of dollars to get to this point, and Musk appears determined to push for ever-expanding growth that will stand in the way of profitability. Now, that business model is almost identical to Amazon's approach when it started. Amazon only recently has started to give investors quarterly earnings reports that puts money in their pockets. Amazon was focused on growth and scale, and then it swallowed the e-commerce market. Tesla may have a tougher time pulling that off because it sells physical items that it produces. Now, that said, Tesla remains a momentum stock and a loss leader. Now, it really comes down to whether investors will focus on the loss part or on the leader part. And that's This Week in Elon Musk, a copyrighted feature of this broadcast. Let's close out this week's Techonomics with some new tech that we didn't even know we needed until now. That's the ability for your dog to not only take a selfie, but to also be able to send it to your phone.
But first, let me take a selfie.
My name is Greg Bogus, and I serve as a developer evangelist at Twilio.
All right, developer evangelist. Let's start with the developer part. My producer is in love with dog selfies. Can you help me unpack this?
Yeah, sure. So I work for this company called Twilio, and we make we're a cloud communications platform. We're best known for having an API that makes it easy for folks to send and receive text messages and picture messages. So last year, I started playing around with Arduinos, and we had just released MMS and was wondering if there was a way I could get my dog to text selfies as a fun way to show off how easy it is to send text messages with Twilio. So found an Arduino Uno, which there's basically two chips on there. One is a chip that is kind of the standard Arduino that lets you play with hardware. The second one runs a stripped-down version of Linux, and it connects to Wi-Fi. And so basically took a big button. It's literally called on the website a big red arcade button,
right.
And plugged that into the Arduino, and then hooked that up to a power source and to a webcam. And so then with lots of treats got my dog so she could press the button. And then when she presses the button, it takes a picture with the webcam. And then it sends a picture message to my phone using the Twilio API. And it's how my dog texts me selfies.
That is so awesome. What's her name anyway?
Her name is Kyra.
Okay, so Kyra, just basically, let's walk him through the visuals. Let's do pictures on the radio. All right.
Sounds good.
So she walks up to the box, and she uses her paw to press the red button, and she's staring down at a lens, and that's how it gets to you. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. So we just have a standard, like, $25 webcam, plugs in via USB to the Arduino. It's just, like, sitting above the box. So she walks up to the box, and if you imagine, like, a big red domed button that's probably about 4 inches in diameter.
Uh-huh.
And so she comes up, she presses it. She needs to sit there for about a second or two. And it takes a picture, and then it runs a Python script that fires off the text message.
All right, we're going to put one of those pictures up on KGORadio.com on the Techonomics page. How does this technology kind of cascade into your other products?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, my job as a developer evangelist, I'm quite convinced I have the best job in the world. Our job is to inspire and equip developers to change communications forever. That's the mission of our team. So it's the two parts, inspire and equip, right? And so, I got to work on this project for work. I'm a software developer by training.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started working for Twilio about 2.5 years ago. And so wrote up a blog post and Our goal was to inspire developers with what they could do with hardware hacking and the Internet of Things, and then also using Twilio as a cloud communications platform. And the super cool thing about this hack is that it is really simple. Like, the Arduino piece of pressing a button is basically the getting started guide on an Arduino. Like, if you were to buy a book with an Arduino, this would be one of the first examples of how do you register a button press. The Twilio piece of this is the exact same thing. Like, how do you send a text message or how do you send a picture message? Any developer can send a text message in 5 lines of code using the language of their choice. It takes less than 5 minutes to get started. And so this is just a simple mashing of basically two getting started guides that anybody with any level of technical expertise or lack thereof could accomplish. And so that's what I think was, you know, obviously it's super fun watching my dog hit the button and my phone lighting up. But the most, like, the coolest part about this is that I'll give this talk at conferences and whatnot. I have about a half an hour talk where I'll build this thing live, and Mashable just ran an article on it and getting a bunch of views. And the coolest part is these people who will come up afterwards and like, I want to start playing with hardware hacking now because of this. I thought it would be a lot harder. Mm-hmm. And so that the inspiring and the equipping piece is what's been the most gratifying about this project.
Right on. Well, it is inspirational and it's a ton of fun. Greg, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Bye-bye. You know you want one now. And, of course, there's a Twitter hashtag for it, too. Just search Dog Selfie. That was Greg Bogus, by the way. He's an evangelist over at development shop Twilio. Well, that's going to do it for this week's Techonomics. We soft launched a Facebook page at facebook.com/Techonomics. Please consider giving us a like or a share. Drop us a note, whether it's for a story idea or just to offer advice. I'm Jason Middleton, and for producer Leanna Wilcox and for Techonomics, we hope you had fun. And here's to all of us having great weeks ahead.
After you go to the bathroom, can you go smoke a cigarette? I really need one. But first, let me take a selfie.